contemplation of Amida himself. The Buddha said to Ananda and Videhi, "After you have succeeded in seeing these images, next envision the physical characteristics and the light of Amitayus. Ananda, you should realize that his body is as glorious as 1,000,000,000 kotis of nuggets of gold from the Jambu River of the Yama Heaven, and that his height is 600,000 kotis of Nayutas, of Yohanas, multiplied by the number of the sands of the Ganges. The white tuft of hair curling to the right between his eyebrows is 5 times as big as Mount Sumeru. His eyes are clear and as broad as the 4 great oceans. Their blue irises and whites are distinct. From all the pores of his body issues forth a flood of light as magnificent as Mount Sumeru. His aureole is as broad as 100 kotis of universes, each containing 1,000,000,000 worlds. In this aureole reside transformed Buddhas, numbering as many as 1,000,000 kotis of Nayutas, multiplied by the number of the sands of the Ganges. Each Buddha is attended by innumerable and uncountable transformed bodhisattvas. The Buddha Amitayus possesses 84,000 physical characteristics, each having 84,000 secondary marks of excellence. Each secondary mark emits 84,000 rays of light. Each light shining universally upon the lands of the 10 quarters, embracing and not forsaking those who are mindful of the Buddha. It is impossible to describe in detail these rays of light, physical characteristics and marks, transformed Buddhas and so forth. But you can see them clearly with your mind's eye through contemplation. Those who have envisioned them see all the Buddhas of the Ten Quarters. Because they see the Buddhas, this is called the Buddha Recollection Samadhi. To attain this contemplation is to perceive the bodies of all the Buddhas. By perceiving these, one also realizes the Buddha's mind. The Buddha's mind is great compassion. It embraces sentient beings with unconditional benevolence. Those who have practiced this contemplation will, after death, be born in the presence of the Buddhas and realize the insight into the non-arising of all dharmas. For this reason, the wise should concentrate their thoughts and visualize Amitayas. In contemplating him, begin with one of his physical characteristics. Visualize only the white tuft of hair between his eyebrows until you see it quite clearly and distinctly. When you visualize it, all the 84,000 physical characteristics will spontaneously become manifest. When you see Amitayas, you will also see innumerable Buddhas of the Ten Quarters. Having visualized these innumerable Buddhas, you will receive from each the prediction of your future Buddhahood. This is the general perception of all the physical characteristics of the Buddha and is known as the ninth contemplation. To practice in this way is called the correct contemplation, and to practice otherwise is incorrect.